Joining us now from Torridge, John Claffey. John, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So there's really nothing going on over at Torridge. You guys aren't rolling out anything new, are you? I mean, you've got everything. What's going on?
Oh, we just have a lot going on. We're being really aggressive this year. We're taking advantage of the fact that we had a banner year last year. We were up over 30%, and we're just kind of in this new stage of things. After 32 years, we're feeling young and spry and full of ideas. So we, to kind of break the ice on what you're talking about there, we just launched a couple new products in the last couple weeks that are really revolutionary. And one of those being a full set of ironwoods that actually looks, almost like a forged blade when you sit it down at a dress, but it actually is this big muscle back hollow body iron from 2 iron all the way to a wedge. And so we've also just released one of our new CBX fairway woods, which we call the Spin Killers. And this is more of a tour preferred version. And that's kind of in line with what we've been doing out there on the tour, which I'm sure you're aware we've signed 8 guys to a tour staff that we have. And these guys aren't no names. We're talking Tom Lehman, Rocco Mediate, Duffy Waldorf. The list goes on, but it's, we've got a really cool thing going on here at Tour Edge all of a sudden.
Yeah, and you guys have gone after a marketing plan. I mean, between commercials and all that and getting these guys signed on the Champions Tour. And, but I want to remind everybody, too. I mean, these just aren't for Champion Tour players, for seniors. These are for everybody. I mean, I've got the CBX Forged Irons, and every person that I've had hit these things are amazed. And, I mean, you said it. You've been around for 32 years. You're starting to get a little bit more name recognition. And I'm at the point where I always tell people, if you haven't hit something from Torridge, you need to go find it and you need to hit it because it is by far some of the best stuff made out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people may have missed the fact that we've been getting wins on the big tour, the PGA Tour, pretty much every year for the last 10 years. We have 10 wins out there on the big tour, and they were always playing our fairway woods, but now we've kind of just opened it up to the metalwood category. It's fairway woods, it's hybrids, it's ironwoods. We've got Scott McCarron is on our staff, and he's playing this week at the Players. So these guys are some of the best players in the world. And Champions Tour was an easy call for us because these guys are big names. They're very approachable. They appreciate the service that we provide them out on that tour. So it was an easy call for us to go out there and make kind of a new strategy work. But, we still get clubs into play without, kind of the old school Tour Edge way was to just kind of go out there and say, hey, try this. And if you liked it, it would go in the bag. And we collected a lot of wins in the bag of Brent Snedeker and J.B. Holmes and Luke Donald back in the day, but we couldn't really talk about it. It was one of those things where, hey, this player's not under contract. They're just using it because they like it. So we kind of have to be hush-hush and kind of tiptoe around it a little bit. And so I don't think a lot of people got the message back in the day. Those that did knew that Tour Edge was doing something very special with performance and technology. But we're trying to just take the lid off that and let everybody know now.
Yeah, I mean, John, I carry a Tour Edge bag, the old Exotics bag. It's a great bag, probably the best combination of pockets I've ever seen. And no, it wasn't given to me because of a relationship with anyone. I went out and sought what I thought was the perfect bag, and that's my bag. And you guys did hook me up with a Chippa, which in using it has put all of my other clubs in the bag, which I'll say are TaylorMade's. They're on notice. Because I am sold on what you guys are doing. But so I don't fawn all over you for the next 10 minutes about how great your products are. I do have a weird question for you. You came over from Volvic, which was a brand new company trying to get get its foot in the door. And now you're with a company that's got a 30-year history but is emerging. How is that experience for you in the marketing side of it? Because now you guys are doing TV commercials. How is that different for you as a professional who's able to go out and try to market and sell this product?
Well, this is my 5th go around, and marketing has always been my roots. I actually started Volvic USA kind of from scratch with our president over there and owner. But that means I was running sales and marketing. So I was actually having to do about 80% of my time on sales and getting the orders and opening up new accounts and really building that thing from literally nothing. So that was such a challenge for me that but it just took so much. So now I'm back to really just focusing on marketing, and that's been really nice. And Tour Edge, I just kind of, you know, how the stars just align sometimes. Tour Edge was just kind of headed in this new direction, and I had kind of accomplished everything I wanted to do with the color golf ball, and kind of helped change the course of, you know, history a little bit with, you know, getting pink golf balls and play at the Masters and stuff like that. And I just kind of looked around and said, all right, what can I do next? And what company? It's kind of funny. I always use Tour as an example. When I would talk to my friends or, you know, people in the industry, I would say, man, if I could just go over to Tour Edge, they've got everything going on. They've got this complete back end that is just, you know, like no other. They've got customer service that is world renowned for being the best in golf. And they make this product that's very underrated. They really know how to price point it. So those are some of the things I was attracted to. Once I finally got here, I realized that, man, this is the real deal. This is a company that really has their stuff together. When it comes to, you know, standing behind your product, we offer a lifetime warranty on every club that we make. We offer a 30-day play guarantee. So not only if, you know, something weird happens and you know, your club has a defect, but you have 30 days to decide if you just like the club or not, and you can call us and return the club. So nobody's doing things like this in the industry, standing behind their product. We build almost all of our clubs in the United States, and we're a U.S.-owned and operated company. So there's only, a couple golf club manufacturers that can say all that, but nobody can say that about the lifetime warranty. And nobody can say that about what we're doing with custom fitting right now with 48-hour delivery. So it's we're kind of on the cutting edge of like service when it comes to taking care of the consumer in golf.
Yeah, it must be a really exciting time to be in marketing, because not only are you guys doing all the R&D and releasing these new products and you're on the cutting edge, but you really still are. It's right in the tagline, golf's most solid investment. Tell our listeners about the full bag fitting and the pricing on that. This is the one that has me, you know, just awestruck at how little someone would have to invest to get a full set of custom clubs.
Yeah, this starts with David Glad. He is our founder, he's our president, and our master club designer. And so David, you know, has just constantly been learning, and has become one of the preeminent master club designers in the game. He takes a lot of pride in what he does. But when he started Exotics, you know, a decade ago or so, he just learned so much about materials and how these different technologies affect performance. And he was able to, after 10 years of doing that, to say, okay, I've got this figured out. I've got a way to take all the technology and all the best materials that these guys are using on these top-of-the-line clubs that cost $400, $500 for a driver, and I can put it into a driver and make it do all the same things, sometimes even better, for $189. So, you know, a lot of people out there will scoff and say, yeah, right. Well, we've got the proof, and you know the numbers are right there for anybody to look at. I mean, mygolfspy.com took 25 drivers, and the average cost of every driver in there was $400, and we finished 6 out of 25, and that's at $189. So this is HL3, that's Hot Launch 3, and it's like that throughout the entire line: fairway woods, hybrids, ironwoods, irons, all the way to wedge. And every one of them has a value price point, but they're providing technology through the roof. It's just loaded with technology and loaded with performance, and you're not going to have to break the bank to get there. So a lot of these companies are following this pattern of, you know, premium pricing is going up and up and up, and I think the consumers are looking around and going, hey, what happened? You know, I can't afford that, but it seems like there's a lot of hype surcharge that's being included in a lot of these bigger brands' clubs, and we're not doing that. We're spending all the money on better materials and technology, and then we're that's it. We're capping it there, and we're going to get you the best price we can possibly get you for what's inside the club. And it just so happens we're a little bit ahead of the game on providing performance per price right now. And so that's what HL3 is. And on top of that, we really want it to be the front door to custom fitting. No one else is looking at a price point custom fitting model. And we said, hey, we want you to be able to come in and get driver through wedge. You're going to spend $1,200 for a full set. and you're going to be able to get that delivered guaranteed within 48 hours of when you get fit. So this is just crazy compared to the other pricing that's out on the market.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I go in, I get all this stuff taken care of, and they're going to say, okay, so when do I get this thing? In like, in 2 weeks, so you guys are going to
And
take
how many new models you're going to release before I get them,
you're
right?
You're going to take a week and a half to build it, and then 5 days to ship it to me. You guys are saying 48 hours. I mean, that to me is unheard of anywhere. I mean, it's hard to get anything sent to you in 48 hours, let alone something that's custom delivery.
We've had thousands and thousands and thousands of these 48-hour deliveries this year. We take a lot of pride in it. We have this, like I said before, we have this really tight back end. It's just this assembly line that is just as efficient as they come, to the point where we could triple sales and bring in about 15 more people and not have to change a single thing that we're doing. You know, bring in, 20, 25 more people into the factory, and we're going to be able to triple sales and not miss a beat. So we're really prepared for the future. And it's one of the smart things that the company has done, but that is Tour Edge. You know, the majority of the people that are in this building in Batavia, Illinois, our world headquarters, have been there for over 15 or 20 years. And so we've got this thing figured out, and we're just starting to hit this major groove right now. And we're starting to advertise and let people know all about it.
Yeah, and I that's the thing too. I mean, when you mentioned it earlier, and I want to make sure people understand this. I mean, when you're offering the hot launch line, and it's $189 for the driver, I mean, this isn't like it's something that's thrown together. This is still the best materials that Dave can find to put into not only this club, but all the clubs that Tour Edge puts out.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, it's got cup face technology. It's got a variable face thickness on the face. It's got a power weight in the back that brings back the CG. It's got a channel behind the club face that adds more power. It's got a premium shaft. I mean, we're not skimping. We're giving everything under the sun into this club and then just saying, all right, well, let's just pretty much price it at wholesale pricing to the consumer. We're kind of just taking out all these other surcharges that get thrown in there, the marketing surcharges of these big brands, and we're saying, hey, put it head-to-head and see what happens. And it just so happens that the way that the golf market is the golf club market has kind of started working with price points is that we're on an island all by ourselves right now with this price point. So it's doing very, very well because there's a lot of people out there that just can't afford to spend $400, $500 on a driver and $3,500 on a full set.
Yeah, I mean, and, you see a company like TaylorMade rolling out, I always joke with them when they rolled out the M1. I was like, okay, so in 3 months you're going to give us the M2. And sure enough, kind of there it was. And now M3 and M4 and M5. And, it does get a little ridiculous when you start talking about that. But, you look at the average golfer with a swing speed of, I don't even know what it is these days. It might be somewhere in the 85 to 90 mile an hour range club head speed with a driver. You know, when you talk about, let's just take some of the longest guys on tour, a Brooks Koepka, swinging at a club head speed. Tiger Woods, 129 miles an hour. We've seen his swing. You know, okay, so if you give him the latest club, he may hit it 5-7 yards longer than he hit his previous one. The guy with the average swing is only going to maybe hit that, I don't know, half a yard to a yard further. So it's not, for me, it's always not about necessarily distance, but it's about finding something that helps you hit the ball straight. And you know what? If you don't have to spend $700 to do it, I think that's the way that people need to start looking at the game, is that we're not Dustin Johnson, we're not Brooks Koepka, we're not Tiger Woods. We're the average guy that maybe gets a yard, but I want to hit it straighter. So, I mean, these clubs help do that as well.
I think you're really onto something here and in helping describe what we're doing at Tour Edge. And I think there's such a difference between PGA Tour player and your regular weekend warrior amateur but because the way our industry is, everyone started just making the same club for everyone. And we have that club. We have the CBX Fairway Wood that costs $350. That's the club that all the tour players are using out there, and we're racking up the tour numbers. And that's what you have to do in golf to have this validity to really send this message to the amateur golfer that you're serious. You have to have that tour message. But when it comes to having a club for those guys, it's kind of like, you have to have something different for them. And that's what we really have become amazing at. It's having a club for every single golfer. We're gonna, if you're your club champion, we've got you covered. If you don't mind shelling out, you know, $300 for a hybrid, we've got you covered. We got the exotics line. But I think everybody else forgot about that other guy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those other guys. So I, you know, that's one thing that we never lost our focus on.
And you know, the last thing is that I've been at demo day and I've hit all the different clubs. And you know what? No matter whether it's, you know, one that's built for a 25 handicapper or one that's built for a plus five handicapper, they pretty much all go the same distance, the same flight. So again, go find something with Tour Edge that you like and go buy it, go hit it. And that's pretty much all I can say about it, right?
Yeah, made in America, lifetime warranty. There's no risk. There's nothing to lose here. So yeah, go out and try it and look at the numbers and look how much you're saving.
Well, John, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. We look forward to our relationship with Tour Edge and more stuff from you guys in the future. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.